Welcome back to another Hymns Highlights. We're here in Hymns 13 in New Orleans. I am talking to the RECs today. I have Nadine Robin. She is the HIT Program Manager for Louisiana. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How's the show going for you?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of people and great networking opportunity.
Well, you're a great host, Louisiana, being from Louisiana.
Well, we try.
Nadine, tell us a little bit about the center's biggest achievements that you've had since you've opened.
Well, I see a lot of the RECs, and we do too, measuring ourselves and some of the numbers that we've achieved. You know, signing up over 1,600 providers, getting close to 600 of those already to meaningful use. Those are all great numbers. When we look at over $30 million in incentives that were received by facilities we were working with just in prior to the end of 2012. But really, I think our greatest achievement is in the individual providers and in that transformation that we get to experience. It's a lot of fun working with the providers and seeing them the first time you go in, and they're reluctant, they're nervous, they're anxious, they're really not sure if they are really ready for EMR. And there's a point in the process when you're working with them that everything starts to click and they realize we can really do this and we can do more than just meaningful use. And when we finish working with them, it's that moment when they're like, okay, I'm at meaningful use and I've got the paperwork to prove it, but how can I connect to the Health Information Exchange in Louisiana? How can I begin to participate in PQRS reporting? How can I look at patients that are medical home transformation? Because they have all of this data at their fingertips all of a sudden, and they realize that there's so much more they can do with it, and it's more than meaningful use.
Very good. Sounds like you've got some good statistics. Sounds like Louisiana is really benefiting from your REC.
Absolutely, and you know, we've really gotten the opportunity to work with a lot of our rural health providers, a lot of our FQHCs and our critical access hospitals, and it's really great helping those providers implement this technology.
So tell us about your center in moving forward post high-tech money.
The question for all RECs. Well, we're fortunate because of our model and because of the excitement that we're seeing from providers, we're already getting the request of, are you going to be there to help me in future phases of meaningful use? Can you help me attest next year? How do I start looking at stage two? So we're looking at a model where we can continue to offer that support around stage two meaningful use and the support that's going to be needed really to teach providers how to engage with their patients, because as you know, that is the big scary part of stage two meaningful use for a lot of providers, is they tell us and they look at us with the blank stare when we tell them what's in stage two, and they say, but we don't know how to make our patients do anything. How are we going to do this? And so developing tools and resources and being that resource for them again to help them learn how to do that, how to engage with their patients and move forward. So we're going to be doing that. We're also looking at other opportunities because the Louisiana Healthcare Quality Forum, who runs our grant, is also the State Health Information Exchange. We have a lot of opportunities to leverage the skills so we can take the same experienced personnel who have done EHR workflow redesign and working on meaningful use there and go into clinics who are just trying to implement Health Information Exchange and look at the workflow redesign there and how they can make sure that that's streamlined into their workflow. So we're looking at a lot of areas where we can utilize our employees in different areas.
I know Louisiana all over has a good HIT program and is really involved in that. I've heard a lot about it.
We're very tightly coordinated with we have a lot of good support from our state health IT coordinator and our secretary of DHH. They're all huge advocates of the work that's being done. Our organization having both the HIE and the REC grants here in Louisiana has been a huge boost, I think, in increasing that level of coordination.
That's what it takes. It takes everybody on board.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And we're very tightly streamlined. I manage both programs. We share sales staff. We share marketing staff. So it really helps us leverage the best of both programs to go out to providers and to hospitals and offer more than just one or the other. We're able to offer a full package.
So Louisiana, I think you're still going to be around your REC, right?
We have no plans of going anywhere. Our providers are demanding that we be here, and we're going to continue to be there for them.
That is so good. Well, thanks, Nadine, for stopping by.
Thank you.
This has been a Hymns Highlight.